Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
He is Steelers insider Ed Bouchette. I guess this is it, Ed. Our last conversation for a while, or at least we think so. How you doing?
I'm good, and you know, as far as that mail, maybe somebody could talk to Mike Tomlin because he airmailed a few of the players into the postseason. Remember that?
Oh, you know what? It was beyond disappointing to go down 28-0 in the first quarter. The first snap going over the head of Ben Roethlisberger, and James Conner couldn't gather it in, and it's a touchdown Cleveland. And you thought, all right, we spotted him one. Right. Then Ben throws a pick. Now it's two because nobody could tackle Nick Chubb or Jarvis Landry later, and next thing you know, 28-0, you're going, what happened? What happened,
yeah,
Ed? What happened?
Well, I'm not going to put everything on Ben because that first one obviously was not his fault, although he might have done a little better job of trying to recover, but I thought James Conner's the guy who should have had it. He's younger, he's shorter, you know, lower to the ground. He could have hopped right on that, but they both kind of looked at it. And then the second one, and then there was a third one, too. You can't be doing that. You can't be giving them a couple touchdowns, three touchdowns right there. And like you said, the defense didn't hold them to a field goal or anything else. But that was really, that was the whole game right there. Ben was missing guys in the first half, and then he became Big Ben in the second half. I mean, it was incredible. He threw four touchdown passes and 300 and some yards in the second half. But, you know, too little, too late. It just, their defensive was, you know, everybody talked about, first of all, everybody talked about how many players Cleveland was missing, you know, the cornerback. Nobody ever mentioned Joe Hayden wasn't out there, you know, and they had already lost Bud Dupree and Devin Bush. They lost Alex Highsmith as the game was going on. They kept pointing out how the Browns were losing offensive linemen. Hey, they weren't the only ones losing guys.
Yeah, you mentioned you know, we spotted them 28 points, and that was the whole game there. Is this was that first quarter? Was that the whole era? I mean, is the era over? Because we're going to be losing some key people in this year, or could lose some key people in the offseason.
Kevin, in about an hour or so on The Athletic, you can read my story. I'm saying Ben Roethlisberger should retire, and mainly for his purposes. They're not going to have really a team that's going to be able to compete this year, even for the AFC North division. Why would Ben want to come back to that?
Because
I think he can still play, but I don't know why he would even want to come back this year.
Ed, I'm surprised to hear you say that. I'll tell you why. Because when it's over for Ben Roethlisberger, you know the shelf life for players in terms of being in the limelight, and there's no way to replace the excitement of going out there and playing football at this level. And he has shown, you know, like he had 500 yards passing. Is it because he passes all the time and wants to that they lost their ability to run the ball? And do you think he's physically unable to perform at a level? Who are you going to put in there that's going to be better?
No, I think he can still play. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying why would he want to?
Because there's nothing else to do.
Nothing else to do. He can come back and get beat up. Yeah, he can go 7-9. I don't see the purpose of him wanting to come back. I'm not advising him to retire. I'm just saying I think he'll come to the conclusion that it's better to retire. You go put Mason Rudolph in there for a year, see how he does. You got to blow the thing up, basically. 2021 is not going to be a very good season for the Steelers.
Yeah, and what about moving forward? What do you think as far as some of the games? I mean, there's a big game this weekend. Obviously, you got the Ravens and the Bills. Are the Ravens going to be the flag bearer along with the Browns in the AFC North in the future?
Yeah, I do believe that. As long as the Ravens have their quarterback, you know, he's a running quarterback, and those guys traditionally don't last a long time. And he could throw too. I'm not saying he can't throw, but sooner or later he's going to cut back on the running. As we saw, Ben ran a lot, not like him, ran a lot in his early years, and then just settled into more of a pocket guy. But Lamar Jackson's going to have to cut back on his running, and that cuts back on his effectiveness. As I look at it right now, those are the two teams for a few years.
Where was Steelers?
And don't forget Cincinnati if Joe Burrow comes back from that knee injury.
Steelers insider Ed Bouchette. So Coach Tomlin addresses the media horde at noon. It's likely there'll be some difficult questions. And what do you expect to hear? What can we learn today? Because it's going to take some time to unwind and figure out what the future is going to be for this team.
Well, just because there are tough questions doesn't mean there are tough answers. I've found out that through the years at those press conferences, Larry and Kevin. They'll ask him about Ben. They'll ask him about, you know, free agents. They'll ask him about his coaching staff. What changes you might make, this, that, and the other thing. And they might even ask him why he went for it on fourth and why he
I was going to say, are they going to ask him about again? A punt?
But those are the typical, end-of-year questions when things don't go the way the Steelers wanted them to.
Yeah, in the last few years, the end of the seasons for the team, this is the first time they made the playoffs since 2017 in the first place, and a quick exit to your rivals who didn't win a game in the playoffs for a quarter of a century. It was just disappointing as a fan. You wanted to continue to enjoy the possibility of where they would have went to Buffalo and play, and obviously that's not going to happen. And the window with Ben getting Super Bowl VII for the team appears to be closing quickly.
Oh, I think it's ended. I don't think it's closing quickly. I think it ended right there Sunday night at Heinz Field.
Read all about it in The Athletic with Hall of Fame writer Ed Bouchette. Ed, we may just call you just to say hello at some point in the future because we enjoy these visits.
You have in the past, so why not the future? Right, Larry?
All right. Well, something big will happen related
anytime,
to the team.
Anytime.
Well, we do appreciate it, and thank you for your contributions with us all season long, Ed.
It's been fun. Thanks, Larry. Thanks, Kevin. And, go Browns, right?
Oh, no. Oh, God, no.
All right. We look forward to your article in 1 hour coming up in The Athletic.
That's right. And Ed Bouchette on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Check out The Athletic.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.